Guaranteed Time for Community Matters. Brought to you by Muncher County Hospital Health Systems. We're joined now by Lydia Hausch, who is with us to talk about, well, you know, quite the surprise. I know it caught some people off guard about your big announcement here very recently. So you want to tell people that maybe aren't aware of what's going on with the Becker Autos and Trailers and Camper Supercenter?
Yeah, definitely so. It was kind of a surprise for us because long term this was not the plan. But we are going out of business at Becker Autos and Trailers, and that means going out of business fully. We're not scaling back. We're not doing anything that way. We are shutting down shop. Big Al wants to retire. It's too big of a location for Blake and I to take on ourselves. And quite frankly, right now, there's just a lot of overhead and a lot of things going on that are unsure. And so we need to scale back and do some things differently for our family to see what the next step is. So there's going to be some big deals. We like to do things big with Big Al and everybody at Becker Autos and Trailers. So we're hoping to get rid of most of our inventory by July 4th, which is a big feat because we have over 120 campers.
Wow.
So I'm not saying all we're going to try to get rid of most, but don't freak out. We're going to be here most of the summer. I figure we'll be around doing business through Labor Day. So we'll take care of you.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. You have to do what's best for you and your family. And obviously all these, any kind of business, there's a lot of stresses that go into it and so forth and so on. And people tend to what? Take people for granted, right? From the standpoint of they know you're there, but then there's this tremendous disappointment and it's a good thing that they're disappointed because that means that they really appreciated you. They did business with you, and they're sad that you're going out of business.
Definitely, and you probably understand this great, Wade, with your change coming up and everything that way. But yeah, there's some regular customers out there that come in, and I just feel like we're disappointing them. And that's who I feel sad, I guess, the most for is, you know, future generations of our customers or people who we've taken care of so well in the past that just feel lost, and our employees. But we have set up at Becker Autos and Trailers something that I feel that most dealerships wouldn't even think about. But I have aftercare in place. If somebody buys a new camper, I already have set up a training on how they need to take care of themselves or who they need to go see, who they need to call if something goes wrong. We have great extended warranties to take care of those things as well as on our vehicles. So we're hoping that even after we're gone, you guys aren't going to have to stress about anything. But we really do appreciate all the business we've got over the last, 40 years, really. Dad opened and Downs about 40 years ago, and then we've been in Beloit for over 15. So we've grown really quickly with the help of you guys, and just the state of things now, what really gets me is I would have to increase my margins for profit to cover our higher expenses right now so much that I don't want to do it because that's what set us apart. At Becker Autos and Trailers, people wanted to come for our prices, not only the experience and everything else, you know, I like to think was really important, but our pricing is what really drew in a ton of people across the nation. And if we have to price stuff higher like everybody else, I don't feel like we have that same handle. So, there's a lot behind what's going on.
Absolutely. Lydia Hausch is with us from Becker Autos and Trailers and Camper Supercenter as they'll be going out of business. What are some things that you really want to get across to people? I mean, you kind of touched upon a few things. I know they're pretty important to people, and that is the aftercare part of the equation, because there are a lot of situations where businesses, if they close up shop, they just flat out are like, you're on your own. See you later. Adios. They don't let the door hit you on the way out before we shut down the doors. And obviously you guys aren't doing that, as you explained.
Definitely. And that's really what I want to push across is it's still okay to buy Becker. It's still a good choice to buy Becker. And that's because we are going to take care of you when you're gone. We're going to set you up and train you when you come and get your new camper, used camper, whatever. We are going to go through all the stuff you need to know to be able to take care of it and service it yourself if you want to. Plus, teach you how to use the apps and the DIY programs and how to, you know, call in and get your warranty things covered or where to send you if you don't want to do that. That's not too far away. So definitely still a good choice. Definitely feel like even after we're gone, we're going to take care of you better than most of the other guys around, I guess, to be upfront. But I just want you guys to know we're not going to leave you hanging. I am not skipping town or anything that way. I'm going to be here, so I got to show my face. So I'm definitely going to take care of you.
Right.
But I just hope you can continue to support us through this journey. It's really important for us to be able to do this and leave on a good foot with our community because it's hard to say what we're going to do next.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's another big question we've got. What are you doing next? You know, I don't know. Hopefully something I can spend some more time with my kids.
Yes.
You know, they're only young once, and hopefully something where I can still be involved with the community and feel like, you know, we can make an impact too, but we're going to be here.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Don't stress out.
So you got the campers you want to move, obviously. You probably got trailers. You got vehicles. Now, that's a question I've been asked as well. I'm sure you've been asked that a lot about what about the vehicle side of things, trucks, cars, whatever.
Definitely so. So we are still planning to close Becker Autos and Trailers as the corporation in a whole, but we will be replenishing vehicles throughout the summer. So Big Al is going to continue to go by. We're still moving through a lot of vehicles. So that's what I was saying. Get in on those last big deals because we are moving through those vehicles quickly. And we'll be getting new ones in. So if there's something you really want or have been looking for, we are able to take a little more special requests right now, which is really cool because in the past it's been really tough. So yeah, definitely get a hold of us. We'd love to help you guys out and get you in to see us before we're gone.
What about the service side of things for the vehicles? You have the shop there to the east, of course, of the main headquarters.
Yeah, so we for a few years now, we haven't had a heavy mechanic, but we have done basic service, mm-hmm. you know, brakes, maintenance, and stuff that way. So we will still be offering that as long as our shop is open and there. So like I said, most of that's going to come through Labor Day, where I think where will be kind of a turning point of where we're going to know what's going to happen after mm-hmm. that. But we still have all that available. We still have our camper service available right now. Our appointments, I don't even want to tell you how far behind we are, about 2 months out. So mm-hmm. if you are a VIP, you bought your camper from Becker's, I want you to come in and make your service appointment for the summer if you want to see us before we're done. Mm-hmm. We aren't able to take new customers on right now, which is sad, but it's part of it. Mm-hmm. And so we do have some places where we suggest that can help you guys out too. So we're still here to help all the way around.
People could still go to your website to view your inventory or whatever else. And of course they can pop by, of course.
Yeah, definitely. So our website is BeckerAutos.com with an S, and you can sort through all the inventory. You can sort by campers, trailers, vehicles, whatever there, and sort by prices. So I haven't just totally slashed our prices right now. What we're going to do is actually make a package deal for every customer. And this is how we've always kind of done it. So you come in and you say, I don't have a trade. I need a hitch. I need this and that for my camper. So we're going to make you an offer with all those services or everything you need in it and give you the lowest price we can. So the prices on the website have always been just a suggestion, but they're out there. But we will definitely custom price everything for you. You know, if you have a trade in, what do we need to do there, but we will definitely give you the best deal we can possibly give you now instead of waiting 3 months down the road. So don't miss out. We are not going to restock our camper inventory. So don't miss out. When those are gone, they're gone. And same with trailers. You kind of mentioned those. We do have some Titans out there, some Titan standard stocks there, some dump trailers. We have some carry-on cargo utility trailers. Some of those I can get a couple if they're pre-made in through the summer, but for the most part, we are not restocking that either. So definitely come on in, shop online at BeckerAutos.com, or call or text us and we'll kind of lead you in the right direction of what you need to look for.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the sooner you check it out in regards to the selection, because you don't know when stuff's going to go. So the sooner the better in regards to
definitely
checking out the variety that's available on the lot. What else would you like to add before we let you go here this morning?
Just a big thank you, a big I'm sorry. I wish there was a way to make this all work for everybody, but I think just the way everything is going these days and how big we are and what we tried to take on, we just won't be able to sustain for long term. So we're not doing this because we just want to give up and quit. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't something we just definitely want to do. I know Big Al wants to retire, but I can't really call that quitting.
Yeah,
he worked
right.
his butt off for
yeah.
a long time.
He earned that.
Yeah, definitely so. And everybody wants to do that. So I'm proud for him and mom to be able to retire. But it's just a lot. But we need your support over these next few months greatly. And just thank you so much for the support in the past. If you guys have any questions, come to me and ask. I mean, don't speculate or anything mm-hmm. that way. Just come to me and ask. We're a pretty open book. Yeah. We're not afraid to, you know, let you know what's really going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you because, you know, I moved here, what was that, 18 years ago roughly or something. So that was before you had opened up there in Beloit, talked and you came back and then I got to meet you. And then, of course, I'll never forget the singing ads with your husband and everything else. And, of course, remember the lot over in Downs. And so time does go by pretty fast. And it's amazing. You alluded to kids, you know, they grew grow up very fast. So, you know, sometimes you get so busy with a job and it's like, wait a minute, family has been pushed aside a little bit, or I want more time with my family, because those kids grow up so quickly. I know that. I have a kid that's now going off to college, which is insane. And I also feel that from a car insurance standpoint and, you know, things like that. But it does go very quickly. But I want to thank you, because you've always been very, very aggressive. And I mean that in a good way, in regards to promoting and marketing your products. I think there's no doubt that you have many return customers because of the service that you guys provide, your attitudes, your personality, how you're willing to do what's best for people. We've been a customer of yours, of course, as well, outside and within the radio station, too. And so it's always been fun coming up with ideas and talking with you in your office about this or that or this event or whatever else. And you're always got those creative wheels turning, and then your staff has been top notch all the way through too. And so just want to thank you for your relationship with not only myself, but the radio station, because I think it's been a pretty cool partnership. We had the summer giveaway for quite some time, which was a lot of fun, a lot of work, a lot of fun. And then of course COVID came up, and that kind of changed some things as to how we did some things here at the station in regards to that. And we never were able to quite get that up and going again, but maybe sometime in the future that they will. But I just want to thank you for everything.
Well, I appreciate that, Wade, and same goes back to you guys. I mean, what Wade has put into this station over those years that he's been here has definitely changed what North Central Kansas knows and hears. And you're not just an announcer. You're not just, you know, some guy out there selling you ads. You definitely care and put your input and help and work and efforts back into the community and our schools and everything else. So same goes back to you. I think you feel the same way I do of how important it is for, you know, to be involved in the community, not just your business. You know, your business will thrive if the community's thriving. And I feel like we kind of have the same feelings there. So I really appreciate your kind words. That means a lot coming from you. And same back to you, Wade.
Hey, ditto. And one last time, how people could get a hold of you. If they have any questions, like you said, you would rather talk to them face to face, or they could call you or text you or send you a message or email, because you know exactly what's going on. Some people out there think they do, but they don't.
Yeah, definitely. That's the most fun about the small towns, is to hear what you're actually doing when you're not really sure that's what you're actually doing. So
sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's not.
But no, definitely get a hold of us. We'll take care of you guys. Like he said, there's a bunch of ways to get a hold of us. You can check out our website at beckerautos.com. You can call or text us, 534-1227, or just stop by at our Highway 24 location in Beloit, and we'll definitely take care of you. And I want to apologize in advance. We've been swamped since this has happened. So we are getting back to people as fast as we can, taking care of you as fast as we can. But don't feel bad if you have to contact us more than once to get to the front of the line. I mean, I totally get it. I wish there was a better way, but I only have so many people. Mm-hmm. And that's all the people we're going to have. So we will take care of you all that we can. I totally promise. And again, thank you guys so much for the last 15 years.
That's Lydia Halsh, Becker Autos and Trailers, Camper Super Center, Highway 24 there in Beloit. Community Matters brought to you each week by Metro County Hospital Health Systems.